The latest legislative attempt would have granted non-physician psychologists the authority to prescribe drugs in collaboration with a medical doctor. Lawmakers say the neighbor islands are short 40% for psychiatric care. Maui resident Donald Lane testified early in the session to urge passage of the bill.
The soonest I can get in was 2 months. And because of that, my medication ran out. I had to go to the ER twice. The second time, they wouldn't give me my prescription because they said the ER is not a pharmacy. And I agree, the ER is not a pharmacy, but it's the lack of mental health services.
Licensed psychologists would have to earn a master's degree in clinical psychopharmacology and pass an examination. The Board of Psychology would administer the program. Currently, the Daniel K. Inouye College of Pharmacy at UH Hilo offers an accredited Master of Science degree. Judy Steinman is program coordinator.
As of December 2015, we received American Psychological Association designation as one of four programs that's recognized for training in clinical psychopharmacology around the country.
The Department of Defense, U.S. Public Health Service, and three other states allow licensed clinical psychologists to prescribe drugs. But Dr. Jeff Akaka opposes granting prescription authority to psychologists, no matter what advanced training they receive.
Access to care is not the same thing as access to medication. Often it's said, well, people are committing suicide because they don't have medication. That's not true. People commit suicide because they're hopeless and helpless, and giving a pill is not going to change that.
Dr. Akaka says psychologists are needed, but they should not be allowed to cross over into medicine. In 2007, the legislature passed a psychologist prescription authority bill that was vetoed by then-Governor Linda Lingle. This session, a bill was passed by the Senate but failed in the House. House Speaker Joe Suki.
The majority of the members didn't particularly see a crisis in that particular area. I was one of the sponsors of the bill, and I think we need to look at what the majority said and begin to find so we can strengthen the bill when it comes back up again.
But Mental Health America of Hawaii Executive Director Tricia Kajimura says there is a crisis on the neighbor islands. She says adults and children with mental illness are suffering and partnerships must be formed.
We need champions in the legislature. We need doctors to come forward because we know there are psychiatrists and primary care physicians who are supportive of this issue but have chosen not to speak out because their associations are so opposed to it. And we're hoping to find some of those doctors who might join our cause.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.